What if the reason your kids are screaming at you every morning at like 7:15 a.m. isn't because they're tired, but actually because you are making way too many decisions for them?
Oh, that is a terrifying thought.
Right. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We're pulling from a Thoughts for Tots publication. This is provided by Parents Helping Parents of Wyoming, and our mission today is to rescue your morning routine from total chaos.
Yeah, and the stakes here, I mean, they go way beyond just getting out the door on time, you
Oh,
know?
definitely.
How a morning starts essentially programs the mood and the momentum for your family's entire day. Like, if it begins with a chaotic power struggle, you carry that stress to work.
And your kids carry it right into the classroom.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's unpack this. Starting with the literal wake up. The guide suggests setting regular bedtimes that adjust with age, using timers to show kids how long tasks actually take, and crucially, buying every child their own alarm clock.
Which is huge.
Yeah, giving a kid their own alarm clock, I mean, it feels like handing them the steering wheel instead of just dragging them along in the passenger seat every morning.
It really is a transfer of power. And what's fascinating here is how often parents accidentally train their kids to ignore them.
Wait, how so?
Well, if you go in every 5 minutes to wake your child up, you basically become a human snooze button.
Oh, wow. I never thought of it that way.
Right. But by introducing personal alarm clocks and task timers, you shift that burden of responsibility completely onto the child. They learn to manage their own time.
Rather than just reacting to nagging them.
Exactly.
So if giving them an alarm clock gives them ownership of their time, how do we give them ownership over the rest of the morning? Because, picking an outfit usually devolves into a complete meltdown.
Oh, it's a total meltdown.
Yeah, so the source talks about laying out everything the night before,
Yeah.
like down to the socks, using special hangers for complete outfits, or even sticking to a daily color scheme. And then Friday is like an anything goes day.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, all of those specific clothing tactics are just one broader strategy, which is eliminating decision fatigue.
Makes sense.
When a child stares at a full closet at 6:30 a.m., their brain just short circuits. But by pre-staging the environment, meaning they only choose between two pre-assembled outfits, they still feel empowered.
Or they just grab the designated Tuesday hanger.
Right. They get a choice, but within boundaries that prevent them from feeling totally overwhelmed by options.
That makes a lot of sense for the bedroom. But the shared spaces, I mean, that's where the autonomy turns into an absolute turf
Oh,
war.
the bathroom battles.
Yeah, to fix those bathroom bottlenecks, the guide recommends staggering wake-up times, getting older kids up first, and literally posting a bathroom time chart. Honestly, I have to push back here.
Okay, why is that?
Well, kids aren't robots.
Yeah.
If one kid is in the bathroom and suddenly has a meltdown over the wrong toothpaste, a militant 7:05 a.m. schedule completely falls apart. Like, how does a chart actually survive contact with reality?
It's a fair point because reality is messy. But the chart isn't about military precision. It's really about removing the negotiation.
Okay, so the parent isn't the bad guy?
Exactly. When the rule is on the wall, you aren't the bad guy saying, get out. The chart is. And staggering the wake-up times actually builds in a buffer to prevent a log jam at the sink.
And I guess it gives you a minute or two of undivided quiet attention with each child before the sibling friction even has a chance to spark.
Precisely.
Okay, so the chart takes the blame and you get some peace. I can definitely see the value in that. And that predictability carries right into breakfast, too.
It has to, yeah.
The guide recommends keeping the meal incredibly simple. Let the kids pick the week's menu over the weekend so they know Monday is oatmeal, Tuesday is pancakes, and, play some relaxing music.
And they can even take on simple chores like setting the silverware, right?
Exactly.
Because predictability lowers anxiety across the board.
Which brings us to actually getting out the door. The non-negotiable rules here are keeping of the TV completely off, maintaining a visual family calendar, and keeping a box of necessary items like hats and mittens right by the exit.
Again, pre-staging the environment.
Yeah, it really is.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, all of these tools, you know, the mitten box, the calendar, the timers, they are just scaffolding.
Right.
The overarching insight from the source is that these strategies only work if your children are actively learning responsibility. You provide the structure, but they have to do the building.
And as a parent, you just need to periodically step back and check if the routine is still age appropriate as they grow.
Exactly.
So no more passenger seat. We are putting them in the driver's seat of their own mornings. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
And I want to leave you with one final thought. If utilizing these tips allows your child to successfully manage their own morning routine, what other daily responsibilities are they ready to take the lead on that you might still be micromanaging?